Well, I have heard people say they do. I don't know myself if they do or not, but I've heard people say that they would sting.
Uh-huh. Well, my father always told me they didn't sting. And then somebody else told me, I was talking to somebody else in another county, and I read the question. The question says it's something that it makes a nest out of mud and it doesn't sting. And she said, Lord, they do sting, too. She said somebody told her they didn't sting, so she went and caught one and stung her. But I can't, if you catch anything, it's going to sting you.
It's going to sting you, that's right.
Yeah. I have never known of one ever stinging anybody, as far as that goes, but I have heard people say that they would if you catch them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I guess if you rile anything up, it'll give you trouble.
So now.
What do you call something for a baby to lie in that has four wheels and a handle for you to push it by?
Baby carriage.
Okay. Now, if you had a baby in a baby carriage, you might say you were going to, what, the baby? If you wanted to move the baby from one place to another in the baby carriage, you would say you were going to...
I'm going to push it.
Okay. What do you call nuts that grow underground?
Well, we have two different kinds now in this country. There's some that's what's called peanuts, and there's some that's called chufas.
Uh-huh. And what's the difference between those?
Well, the chufas is grown for hogs to eat. That's a hog feed. Peanuts is used for a hog feed, and also they are used for various things. For making they can be used for making peanut butter.
Uh-huh.
And things of that type.
So you know, peanuts then have more uses than the others.
Yes, ma'am, that's right.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's see, if a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy, what, his father? You know, if you want to describe him and you want to tell somebody that the boy is similar, that the boy's appearance is similar to his father's, then you'd say the boy, what, his father?
Well, I would say that's papers.
Okay.
Papers.
Fine. Fine. And if the boy's behavior now is like his father's, what would you say? The boy, what, his father?
I always say that he has ways like his father.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth? Not a nurse, but somebody else.
Well, we always call that a midwife.
Okay. Do you know any uncomplimentary terms that a country person might use to refer to a person from the city? Like if a person from the city came to a country town, the people in the country town might call him different names because he was from the city. You know what I'm talking about?
We always call him city dudes.
Okay.
Always city dudes.
Okay. Well, now how about if we turn it around? Suppose a country person goes into town. Now what might the city people call the country person?
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't just know the answer for that. Now what they would call
us, of course, you
living
in the country,
of course. I don't know.
Well, have you ever heard anybody called a cracker? Or a,
yes, ma'am.
Or a hick anything like that?
Yes, ma'am.
But you never would use those words.
No,
okay,
well, that's right reversed. You see, I've always been in the country, and I don't know what that anybody in the city would call us.
Well, when I first came here, I called my daughter Georgia Cracker.
Did you? Now, let's see. What do you call a person whose skin is brown or black?
Well, if it's black, we always call them niggers.
Okay. And let's see. Suppose you were angry with a nigger. What would you call him if he was just trifling and no good? Would you still call him a nigger, or would you call him anything else?
I just call him a nigger, right?
Okay. Now, how do you normally refer to somebody whose skin is white, like you and me? You know, you call them niggas, and what do you call us?
Well, we always say white people.
Okay. Let's see. Do you know any insulting words that a nigger might call a white person?